recognize his voice and just know that, like, that was the sound that he, you could sort of rely on him to make. And it was really cool because they call themselves an all-American boy band. Like, Brockhampton calls himself that, which I think is really funny to try to completely rebrand into, like, this weird kind of patchwork hip-hop group. Mm-hmm. And have, like, Kevin Abstract come in with, like, some kind of sing-songy, not really sing-songy, but some kind of, like,
it's not a rap album. It's not a rap album. American Boyfriend is an indie rock album.
Dear God.
It's an indie rock
album. I think indie rock is a stretch, personally.
That's what he said.
Well, like, just because he says that doesn't mean it's true.
I believe it. You listen to the album. I guess it's more like indie pop, but, like,
it's maybe indie pop. I would say maybe indie, like, I would call it, like, indie hip-hop or something like that.
I guess there are parts of it that are definitely hip-hop.
Don't you think? Like, but even that song was
I don't know. Most of it's pretty meditative. Most of it's not really, most of it's pretty vocals, like, singing.
There is a lot of rapping, though. And even guitar and piano driven. Yeah. Or at least a fair amount.
Maybe.
I only listened to the first half of this album, Saturation, because it was so high energy, and I was just trying to, like, walk around and do my everyday life that I was like, I can't handle it.
It's pretty high energy.
Like, this is really overwhelming right now.
Saturation is the best hip-hop album of the year, though. Listen to it.
Also, catch Fort Knox's top 50 album.
Get out of here.
The top 50 albums of the year.
Oh,
also, Fort Knox needs to just be a little bit
like that you call me by my real name.
Because,
oh my god,
I did a gender audit.
A gender audit
on his album.
On my album's list.
There's only 10 female artists who lead a band in the top 50, and I was like, Shaliam.
I think I just don't get exposed to a lot. So anyone,
you
know what?
You don't expose yourself.
I know. That's what Edmore called me out on that. I was like, oh yeah, word.
I will change that for you.
Yeah, please do. I'm like seeking that. I'm trying to like.
And
really
also, I'm gonna
that.
Be. Liam was like, okay, so there are all these. You want more representation on this album. Like queer and women representation on this album. Can you come up with any?
There is.
But I couldn't come up with any of not any, but I couldn't come up with the like good ones other than the ones that were there.
Yeah.
And that made me really sad inside. I was like, this is what internalized misogyny is, right?
Mud, do you have any favorite non-male artists by non-male gender people?
I mean, like, all of them, but, like, Sergio Rubinos, I mean, like, Downtown Boys has...
Right,
has, like,
yeah.
Pale Hound is a female...
Oh, I love Pale Hound. Was on
Pale Hound, I think, was
good. Like, basically all of my... Like, a lot of my, like, background artists from, like, when I was a kid were totally based off, like, Jill Scott, Mary J. Blige, Eric Badu. There's just, like, so many artists...
Wait, what did you do?
...that are women that are, like...
Yeah.
That are relevant to that kind of thing. So, like, But, like, as of now, like, there's just a lot of indie ones that are good too. Like, Mal Blum is actually one that I'm seeing on the 5th. That's like a non-binary artist.
Wait, you're seeing him on the 5th?
Yeah.
I didn't know Mal Blum was non-binary.
Yeah. It's that and Puppy Problems is also non-binary on the same bill. And, like, it's kind of sad. Like, their music is kind of sad. Like, both of their acts are a little bit, like, saddish. But, like, it's kind of a struggle.
Urs, what did you think about...
Well, that's pretty cool. I don't know Puppy Bumps.
About the song.
Yeah. Which one?
Bump. The one that we just played.
Oh, the one, the roller coaster one? We're still talking about that?
Well, I don't know. You want to air your opinion.
Oh, no. I thought it was pretty cool.
Word.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wish I could expand more. Not come to me.
Well, Mud just mentioned that they're gonna be seeing Mal Blum on the 5th. We're gonna be seeing Alex G on the 5th.
Sandy
Alex G.
Alex G, who obviously would associate with air horns.
Yeah. Like,
obviously. Duh. Very in every song, almost. It's a sort of motif at this point.
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, she's
so
music.
Perhaps we're going to do a little bit of a change in direction. What do you think? It's so beautiful. We started out higher energy, lighter.
Lighter.
I don't know. He can be that.
Mm-hmm. We could get one more Hollow Punk high energy song.
What you thinking?
Yeah, this wait, one, can right we look here. At the
that?
Oh yes, please.
Okay,
yes,
okay. Please. So before we change everything about
your
our
experience
plate,
right
our,
now.
Yeah, your
whole vibe, honestly, your whole energy. Yeah. Your whole aura will sort of shift.
The shit it will absolutely shift. Yeah. We will be playing a song by Clarence Clarity called Vapid Feels All Our... Wait, Vapid Feels Our Vapid.
Yes, they are.
Honestly, it's such like an edgelord cheesy fucking...
I
we are
love
on
Clarence Clarity.
You heard it here first. Sorry, keep going.
I want to say Clarence Clarity to me feels like some sort of weird, queer, glittery death grips to me.
Yeah.
And I'm into it, yeah. And it's like kind of just like... edgy and cheesy in like some sort of way, but like I love it because I love being cheesy. I love being fake.
It feels it's like such
I'm into it.
It's like experimental
fake.
To the point where it comes out on
all
the other end
punk
and it's
is
like
a little
pop.
Fake.
It's a little fake because
little fake.
Like the world is a little fake.
Yeah, yeah. I love this song.
All right,
let's get it going. So that was Clarence Clarity. That was like one of the like more almost more low key songs of theirs.
Well, more accessible probably.
Yeah, they're more intense normally. There's a lot of samples that are like really just like gritty and like I don't know, clangy almost.
Very
I just honestly I really love the feeling of like their music.
I don't want to sound like an absolute nerd, but it's pretty visceral.
Oh, my. So visceral.
It's very tangible.
I hate to say it's very but, like, vivid. We were talking about how it's like death grips, but like yeah. but like glitter grips. It feels like that. And there's just so much about it that I'm so into, but it's like also kind of like, I don't know, edgy and like a little
it's
bit
pretty
cheesy,
edgy. It's pretty,
like,
yeah.
So isn't everything kind of cheesy in a way? And like that, it feels kind of nice to own it.
Oh yeah,
I love owning cheesy.
Irony's yeah, dead.
Because like that's my, I don't know.
I think it's yeah.
Anyways,
it's way to go.
Yeah, I really love that song, and I love Clarence Clarity. Check them out.
That was the first time I'd heard it. And I just felt like the song was like drooping or dripping or something. The way
yeah,
that it would
it
just
was, it feels like it's it pouring went, down your body.
No, if I mean, you know, the way that it mm-hmm. utilized like the temporal aspects of music
mm-hmm.
made it feel like time was slowing down, which is like
yeah.
wow, like music is amazing. Like mm-hmm. I don't know. It was cool. I had a good time with that song. Here you go. Okay.
Hollow Punk is a
we
success.
We are changing.
Really?
Wait, we were dead that whole
yeah,
time?
Yeah, just talk.
Wow.
No, for the last 2 seconds,
oh,
you guys
oh,
were dead.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were playing the song.
Oh,
anyways,
sorry.
Oh, no worries.
There was a bit of...
mild technical difficulties.
Yeah.
We're changing
casual
mood.
Chances back then.
We're going to listen to some songs that have nothing to do
with Hollow Punk.
With Hollow
yeah,
Punk.
Yeah, it's still like a really new idea, so
we're trying
just
to
fleshing it out, kind of like
yeah.
trying some stuff out.
Email your
out.
Feedback to hollowpunk@ hotmail.net. Because Hollowpunk, obviously.
Someone probably has the email. It's not
you
us.
Heard
it's
it
like,
right.
have fun sending it.
Yeah,
you know?
Do it anyway.
Just, like,
prepare it. Make it really pretty. Make it really nice. So,
like,
anyone
all my
who sees
fans
it is like,
that came
wow.
just for this specific night, which I advertised.
Yes.
About, you know,
yeah.
Really
send it. Send it there.
Cool. We're ready to go. All
right.
It's a soft pink work of art.
And lightness. Everybody understands me, but I wish nobody understood me, so you could be the one who did embody all the grace and lightness. Signs are in.
good ending song.
It's a good ending song.
Oh, wow, it's a good 12:22. I'm like fine continuing, but
honestly, really? Like, I got sleepy because I was relying that this would be the sleepy song.
It was a sleepy song.
Yeah.
Plus, it was a sleepy song. My friends and body, all grace and lightness. I've been, wow. I was singing those words all the way here.
Wow.
My friends are friends.
It's just so sweet.
I like that we
and pure.
That's
we're on
awesome.
The earth and we can fit on it.
Wow.
Thank you, Frankie.
Frankie Cosmos, everyone. Well, Frankie and the rest of us were waiting. Goodbye to the Sleepy Town Express that you have all boarded.
Goodbye.
And are heading to Sleepy Town.
Sleepy Town.
Inn. Yeah.
Sleepy Town, USA.
Sleepy
but
Town,
not USA.
USA
sucks.
Sleepy Town. Sleepy Town. Global Communist Union.
Yes.
In the alternate utopian future dimension. That's where you're headed, and that's what that's what it sounds like. The wheels on the track sound exactly like that, like the sound of. Every time a wheel spins, it's a snore. So, yeah.
Don't play him. got a brand new bed.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at GoVeg.com. That's GoVeg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. Before too long, we can work it out. We can work it out. Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby. Cut in my way. Only time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. Why is it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Baby, what you're saying? You can get it wrong and still think that. Oh, I said I could ride.
my pocket and your strength is in my hand. Strength is in my hand. And I've thrown you in the current that I stand up on so still. Love is old from what I've heard, but my heart's learned to kill. Oh, mine has learned to kill.
Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, a dream of the day.